He's a pastor.
很感谢雄师。
It's a real joy to be with you here today.
今天来到大家之中，我真是非常高兴。
I have preached in your church before.
以前我曾经在教会讲过道。
But there weren't nearly this many people there.
以前没有这么多人呢。
And it wasn't nearly as beautiful a building as we have today.
而且以前的教会也绝对没有现在这么漂亮。
So I certainly thank God for the blessing that He has poured out upon the Chinese church here in West Palm Beach.
所以我真是为这个教会感谢神，我们的主赐给我们中国教会这样多的恩赐。
And it's my special privilege to be here to preach to you today.
我今天真是非常荣幸来到大家中间讲道。
We are so happy to have the Shees live on our campus up in Hope Sound.
我们在 Hope Sound 真是很荣幸有许牧师、许师母这一家在我们中间生活。
Their passion to serve Jesus Christ has touched the lives of many, many, many people, many right here.
他们为主的这种热心真的是感触动了很多很多人，包括我们中间的很多人。
So it's my great privilege to be here with you today.
所以我今天来到这里真的觉得非常荣幸。
I have asked that the scripture be read in Chinese.
我想我请大家我们今天要读的经句我们用中文来读。
I don't have the gift of tongues, so.
我不能讲方言，不能讲中文。
So I'll let her read the scripture in Chinese today.
所以我们一起来读今天的经文。今天的经文是哥林多前书一章十七节到三十一节。我们大家打开圣经，一起来读哥林多前书一章十七节到三十一节。翻到了，我们一起来。因为这个我们的单张上印的没有印的不全，所以请大家打开圣经一起来读。我们从十七节一直读到三十一节。好，我们一起来。基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，总比人刚强。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
This is the Easter season.
这是复活节的时候。
Some churches call this section of time Lent.
有些教会对这段时间有特别的一个说法。
And in this period of time leading up to Easter, we often focus onChrist's sacrifice on the cross, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning.
在这段时间，很多教会的重点都是要看耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做出的牺牲。今天我的讲道重点也是这个。
In this passage of scripture that you've read today,
我们刚才读的这段经文里面，
the Apostle Paul says that his message is the cross of Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗说，他的信息就是神和十字架。
Now, to the Christian world, the cross is a highly respected symbol.
在我们基督徒的世界里，我们的十字架是一个非常被尊重的一个记号。
It's very often on the front of a pulpit desk as we have today.
常常是在我们这个讲台上，我们会看到十字架。
We have it here this morning, lighting the front, lighted on the front wall of the church.
我们也看到教会前面，我们用灯装饰起来的这个十字架。
Sometimes if a church has a steeple, The cross will be on the top of that.
有尖顶的教堂，就尖顶上面一定会有个十字架。
Sometimes people even wear the cross on jewelry.
有时候人们把十字架也当成装饰品挂在脖子上。
It hangs about their neck.
挂在脖子上。
It's on their finger.
有时候是在戒指上。
May even be in little earrings.
有时候甚至他们的耳环上面也有十字架。
For us to understand how different things were in Paul's day,
我们今天要理解在保罗的时代是情况是不一样了。
We need to understand that the cross was nothing like it is today.
在保罗的时代，十字架可不是像今天这样那么受欢迎。
It was an instrument of death that was absolutely sickening to most people.
因为在那个时代，十字架是处死的一种刑具，对很多人来说是很恐怖的一样东西。
The Romans had created this form of death as a powerful tool to enforce their authority.
罗马人用这种刑具来让犹太人就感到震慑，来加固他们的统治。
People who were crucified died almost by inches.
这些被钉在十字架的人死的时候是怎么样呢？是一寸一寸的死，不是一下就死的。
It was an agonizing death.
那个过程是非常痛苦的。
It was done in public.
而且是在众人眼前看着他们挂在十字架上。
When they hung a person on a cross, they put a placard over their head that described their crime.
他们把人钉在十字架的时候，常常把这个人的额头上要钉上一块牌子，写着他的罪行。
You remember on Jesus' cross, they had the sign over his head that said, "This is the King of the Jews."
我们知道，在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他头上挂的那个牌子上写的什么是犹太人的王。
They would place the cross by a very public road.
他们会把十字架放在一个公共的大路边上。
And then as the person died little by little, crying out and just agonizing.
所以这个人就挂在十字架上一点一点的死去，他在一直痛苦的呻吟。
The people would pass by and see that sign and know they're dying because they committed that crime.
人们从路上走过都会指指点点说，你看他这样死了，因为他犯了极大的罪。
The influence of this kind of death was absolutely powerful.
这种处死的方法，这个影响力是非常大的。
Rome was able to rule all of the Mediterranean world by using methods like this.
罗马人用这样的一些方法来处死人的这种很恐怖的方法，统治了整个地中海地区。
If there was an uprising, they would simply go into the area, arrest the people starting it, and crucify them publicly.
如果有什么地方有暴乱，他们就过去把人杀了，然后就钉在十字架上。
So the cross was associated with pain and suffering and death and crime.
所以在那个时代，十字架是跟什么有关呢？就跟死亡、跟血腥的事情有关的。
You can understand that if that were the case today, it certainly wouldn't be on the front of this pulpit desk.
如果十字架还是那个意义的话，今天我们不会把十字架挂在我们的讲台前面。
We wouldn't have it on the front wall of the church.
我们也不会把教堂前面用十字架亮起来。
To understand what the cross was really like, we'd have to liken it to modern instruments of death.
我们要去理解十字架的意义，我们可以把十字架跟今天的这些现代石头的一些东西来做一个比较。
Here in the United States, we have death for criminals by putting them in the electric chair.
我们知道在美国还是有死刑，这死刑它是用什么？用电椅来处死。
Or sometimes they are injected with a poison that kills them.
而且有时候呢，它是用注射一种有毒物质，让它能够无痛苦的很快的死去。
To understand what the cross was really like, we would have to think of having an electric chair here.
我们要理解十字架在当时的意义，就好像这前面放的不是十字架，而是一把电椅一样。
Or having a lethal injection needle mounted on the front of the church.
又，我们前面这个大十字架，想象一下，它是一个大针头，就毒物的注射进去，让它能够无痛苦的死掉。它因为是一种刑具。
We can't imagine anything like that happening.
我们没法想象，如果是这样的话，我们怎么会把十字架放在前面？
Those things are revolting to us.
因为对我们来说，那些东西都很恐怖。
They are associated with crime. We don't want anything to do with them.
因为那些东西是跟罪恶、罪行有关的，我们不想跟它有任何关系。
That's what the cross was to the people of Paul's day.
但是在保罗的时代，十字架对他们就意味着是这一切。
Since that's the case, you have to wonder why would God use a cross?
因为是那种情况，所以我们要的确是要来想一想，为什么神用十字架来表明他的救恩。
Why would Paul say, "I'm going to preach Jesus Christ crucified to you"?
为什么保罗一直说我就要传主钉十字架？
In this passage, he talks about four things about the cross.
我们刚才读的这段经文里，保罗提到了四样东西和关于十字架的四样东西。
The first thing he says is in verse 18. He says the cross is foolishness.
第一个，他就是在第十八节中提到，他说十字架的道理是愚拙的。
But then he gives God's perspective in verse 24.
然后在第二十四节，他又用神的眼光来看。
And there he says, the cross is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
他说，在十字架是神的能力和神的智慧。
And then in verse 30, he talks about the cross providing glory.
然后他又在三十节里提到，耶稣基督的十字架是荣耀。
I want to talk to you about those things today.
今天我们就要谈一谈这几样东西。
The Jewish people, Jesus' own people,
耶稣是犹太人。
They were looking for some kind of a spectacular display that would bring their Messiah.
犹太人所追求的是什么？他们想要看到的是神迹，看到弥赛亚如神一般的降临。
They were looking for someone who would be a powerful military leader.
他们想要看到的是一个大有能力的军事领袖。
That could throw off the control of Rome and make them free people again.
这个人能够带领他们推翻罗马统治，然后让他们成为自由人。
They read the prophecies about them being the greatest people of the earth.
犹太人读到他们先知书里提到他们是世上最伟大的民族。
And they expected some great leader to show up on the scene that could make them that kind of people.
所以他们就期望他们中间能出来一位大能的领袖，把他们让他们成为这世上最伟大的民族。
So you can understand why Paul would say to the Jews, the cross is foolishness. A crucified Messiah? No.
所以你们可以理解保罗说，有对犹太人来说，他们看到的这十字架，这怎么可能是弥赛亚是这样的？不可能的。
The Greeks were different, but their revulsion to the cross would be just the same.
希腊人不一样，但他们对十字架的理解恐怕跟犹太人差不多。
They sought after wisdom and knowledge.
希腊人想追求的是智慧和知识。
To them, a person who chose a life of crime and ended up dying on a cross was a foolish person, not a wise person.
对他们来讲，一个人选择就是犯了罪，被钉在十字架上死掉了，这个人真是一个愚蠢的人。他们不会跟从这样一个人的。
So to them, the idea of having a savior that was crucified on a cross was just foolishness.
所以对希腊人来说，一个救赎主是在十字架上被钉死的，这样的人能够是他们的救主，这简直是不可能，太愚蠢了。
So why would God use this image? Why would God use this symbol?
那为什么神用十字架这个记号呢？
I would suggest to you this morning that God uses the symbol of the cross for a very specific reason.
我想要告诉大家的是，神用十字架做记号是有特别特别的意义。
It's as though God pulls the mask off of sin.
因为神就好像把这个罪的面具一下揭下来了。
And shows it for what it really, really is.
而且放在我们面前，让我们看到罪究竟是什么样的一个东西。
We tend to dress sin up and explain it away.
我们常常是把这个罪恶、罪行都打扮起来，让它盖住。
We simply say, a man who's a thief can't help it.
我们常常说啊，他是个小偷，他因为他控制不了他自己嘛。
We rationalize our immoral lives.
我们对我们的生活之中不做的不道德的事情，我们总是想办法用逻辑上给找一个解释。
We basically explain away anything we want to do.
如果我们想对任何事找一个合理的解释，我们总找得到。
But in the cross, God is showing us that sin is not to be dressed up.
但是在十字架上，神告诉我们，罪行是不能被掩盖的。
Sin is terrible.
罪行就是这么可怕。
Sin is an offense against a holy God.
罪是对神的一种。对神的一种不尊重。
It's a violation so evil that it demands death.
他这个我们犯了罪，这种罪实在是很糟糕，所以这罪的工价就是要死的。
The Bible declares in Romans that the wages of sin is death.
就像罗马书里说，罪的工价就是死。
Clear back in the Garden of Eden, God said to Adam and Eve, "The day you sin, you will die."
在伊甸园里，神也对亚当和夏娃说，你们犯罪的那一日就当死。
All of the pain and all of the suffering and all of the sorrow in our world can be traced back to sin.
我们在世上所有的一切的痛苦啊，一切的这感到的困难，其实都是跟罪有关的。
All of the grief, all of the loss, all of the broken homes and wars can be traced back to sin.
我们这个世界上发生的战争，家里的个人的这个家庭的一些困难，家和个人的损失，我们所经历的这些痛苦，实际上都是罪有罪的根源。
And when Jesus Christ was hanging on that cross, the Bible says he was becoming sin for us.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的那一刻，圣经上说他已经成为了罪。
He never committed a sin.
他从来没有犯过罪。
He never even imagined a sin.
他甚至没有想象过犯罪是什么样子。
But he took upon himself the sins of the whole world. He became sin for us.
但是他在十字架上成为了我们的罪，他把世上所有的罪都揽在自己身上了。
And he did that so that the price could be paid so you and I don't have to die for our sin.
他这样做是为什么呢？他这样的话，他已经就付了这个罪的代价，他死了，这样我们就不必死。
He died on that cross so we could be born to new spiritual life and become a child of God.
他死在十字架上是为了让我们能够成为神的儿女。
And that's what makes an ugly symbol of Roman death a beautiful symbol of salvation to us as Christians.
正是因为这样，所以这十字架从一个恐怖的刑具变成了我们今天所尊重的一个基督教的一个记号。
Let me tell you a little story to illustrate my point here.
我想跟大家讲一个小故事来解释一下我的观点。
This story explains how, or gives an example of how we like to dress sin up and make things look good.
这故事是让我们看看，我们常常是喜欢打扮一下，让我们的罪行显得不那么恐，不那么丑恶。
There was a prominent family in the New England states, the northeastern part of the United States.
在新英格兰州有一个非常有权势的家庭。
They wanted to have someone study the history of their family.
他们想让人要来学研究一下他们家的家谱。
So they hired a man called a genealogist.
所以他们就雇了一个人来给他们写家谱。
And he did research into all of the people who had ever lived in that family.
所以这个人呢，就对他们家族里头每一个人都赶快都去研究他的过去，这个家庭究竟是有些什么样的人组成的。
They had many prominent people in the family.
他们这个家庭有很多人都是很有名。
They had many wealthy people in the family.
而且家族里有很多人很有钱。
In fact, they looked really good in every area except one.
他们这个家谱学家在这研究的时候，发现他们家族里的所有的人都很不错，就是看起来真是很不错，只除了一点点。
There was one man by the name of Uncle Henry.
就是他们家族里有一个污点，这个人名字叫什么呢？就是 Henry 叔叔。
And Uncle Henry had committed a terrible crime and died in the electric chair for it.
这个约翰叔叔曾经犯了谋杀罪，所以是被在电椅上处死了。
When the genealogist told the people about his findings, they were very distressed.
这个家谱这个学家告诉这个家族的人说，你们有这么一个污点，这家人觉得很沮丧。
They said, "What are we going to do about Uncle Henry?"
他说，哎呦，这下子我们对这个 Henry 叔叔该怎么办呢？
The genealogist said, "Let me work on it. I think I can fix it up."
这个家谱这个学家就说，我来想想办法，我想我可以把这个问题解决掉。
So when the family came back to hear his final report, this is what he said.
所以最后这个家谱世家把他这个总算把这报告写完了，他给他们家来读的时候，他们听到了就是这样一段故事。
He described Uncle Henry this way.
他这样子来描述 Henry 叔叔。
Uncle Henry occupied the chair of applied electronics at an important government institution.
他说，约翰叔叔曾经在一个很重要的国家机构里占据了一把应用电子学的椅子。
He was attached to his position with the strongest of ties.
他说他紧紧地被困在这个椅子上。
And his death came as a great shock.
在震惊之中他死去了。
Every bit of that was true.
事实上好像也是这么回事。
But on the other hand, it wasn't true.
但是另外一方面他这么讲也不是事实。
That's the way we tend to make things look good, but God says no. This is what sin really is. Look at it there on the cross.
因为我们常常喜欢把一些罪恶粉饰起来，让它看起来不那么糟。但是神指着十字架说，这就是你们的罪。
But the cross not only shows the awfulness of sin, the cross shows the wisdom of God.
这十字架不只是显明我们的罪，它也显明神的智慧。
Just think about it for a moment. If salvation required that a person be intellectually brilliant,
想想看，如果救赎是必须要这个人要很聪明、很有知识、很有智慧的话。
There are many people in this world who wouldn't have the ability to make their way to heaven.
这个世界上很多很多人根本就没有这个能力进到天堂去。
Verse 21 tells us that it was the wisdom of God that said, you don't find your way to heaven just by wisdom.
这二十一节是这样说：世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神。
This morning, you may be a very bright person.
今天早上你也许是很聪明的一个人。
But you have to have the revelation of God to your heart of your sinful condition.
但是你必须要让神揭示你的内心，看看你的这个罪性有多深。
You have to have a revelation to your heart from God that Christ has become your sacrifice for salvation.
你必须要认识到，让神揭示这个事实，神耶稣基督要成为你的救赎。
The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy about people who are always learning, but they never know the truth.
保罗在提摩太前书保罗也提到，有些人是常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
The truth of the matter is that salvation often comes the easiest to the simple, trusting believer.
因为这实际上救恩常常临到那些很简单的，能够很容易去相信别人的这些人身上。
When Jesus was here on this earth,
耶稣在世上的时候。
He took the little children on his lap and he said, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, you've got to become like a little child.
他把小孩子捧抱在自己怀里说，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Isaiah said, there's a highway there and a way that even a foolish man, even an ignorant man, doesn't need to miss.
以赛亚书也提到说，这世上有一条大道，甚至是那些愚蠢的人也不会迷失。
This morning, I'm glad I can tell you that the way of salvation is not based on brilliance.
我今天很高兴地告诉大家，我们通向救赎之路不是有我们有多聪明。
The way of salvation is based on my coming to God as a simple, trusting child and accepting what Christ provided for me.
如果我们能够像小孩子一样来到神的面前，带着我们的信，带着我们这单纯的信仰，我们真是就可以得到这份救恩。
Not only is God's wisdom shown in that salvation is not by wisdom.
救恩不是出于我们自己的智慧。
Salvation is the wisdom of God is shown in that salvation does not come by works.
神的智慧在十字架上还显明，我们得救不是因为我们的好行为。
Now please understand, I believe that a Christian ought to live like a Christian.
我想让大家不要弄错了。我的意思是说，我一个基督徒应该要活得像一个基督徒。
I believe that you and I ought to live in this world until people can look at us and tell we're a Christian because we don't lie and we don't curse and we don't steal and we live like a Christian.
我希望你和我都能像真正的基督徒一样，在这个世界上生活的时候，别人看到我们就知道我们是基督徒，因为我们不撒谎，我们不偷别人的东西，我们不说谎，也不做坏事。
But salvation is not gain by doing or not doing things.
但是我们的救恩不是我们的通过我们的行为得到的。
There are people in this world, and I'm sure many of you would understand from people that you have in your home country that try to gain God's favor by works.
我相信你们自己在中国，包括在这里，你都会看到这样的人，他们希望通过自己的好行为能够进天国。
I read some time ago about some holy men in India.
我知道在印度有些人被称为圣人。
In that country, they tried to satisfy the gods by persecuting themselves.
他们就真是攻克己身，来去希望能够让那些神，印度有很多神了，让那些神高兴。
One man had stared at the sun until the sun had ruined his eyes and he was blind.
有一个这种所谓的圣人，就是天天盯着太阳看，直到眼睛被弄瞎了。
Another man had his followers bury him in the ground right up to his neck.
另外一个人让他跟把他埋到土里，一直埋到脖子这儿。
He couldn't move.
他这样的话也不能动。
He was trying to gain the approval of his God.
他们都是希望这样做能够让他取悦他们的神。
I'm glad to tell you this morning that in the wisdom of God, God's not asking you to do something foolish to gain his favor.
我很高兴地告诉大家，我们的神不会让我们做这样愚蠢的事情来让他高兴。
God knows that we could never do enough to find God's favor.
因为神知道我们无论做什么都不能够做足够的让神来喜悦我们。
In fact, in the book of Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6, it says that all of our righteousnesses are simply as filthy rags.
实际上以赛亚书64章6节这样说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
So if I come to God and say, oh, look what all I've done, God says, I'm not impressed with that.
所以如果我们来到神的面前说，神啊，你看看我做了些什么呀？神说我实在是觉得你没有不怎么样。
We're not saved by works.
我们不是因为好行为得救。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5 says, It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy that he saves us.
Yeah, 提多书也是这样说，我们得救是本乎恩因着信，不是因为我们的行为。
We will never be saved by good works.
我们靠着自己的好行为永远不能得救。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, For by grace are you saved, through faith, That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
以弗所书二章八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So I can say to you this morning, the ground at the foot of the cross is level.
我想跟大家说的是，就十字架前面的这条路是平的。
All of us come the same way.
我们每个人都是通过同样的路走到这里。
All of us pay the same price.
我们每个人都付了同样的代价。
All of us have the same access.
而且我们每个人都能有得救的路。
It doesn't matter where you came from.
不管你从哪里来。
It doesn't matter what your family name is.
也不管你的家族是什么样的名字。
It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor.
也不管你是有钱还是没钱。
The good news this morning is, at the foot of the cross, God meets all of us at the same place.
今天的好消息就是在十字架前面，这条路对所有的人都是公平的。
But the cross is not just the wisdom of God, the cross is also the power of God.
十字架不只是神的智慧，也是神的大能。
The power of God is on display in the cross in a way that we may not recognize at first.
神的大能在十字架上显明，我们可能开始并没有意识到。
Because the law said that those who sin are supposed to die.
因为律法是这样说的，犯了罪的人就要死。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins.
希伯来书九章二十二节说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
But when Jesus Christ hung on that cross and died, he paid the price for my sins and for your sins.
但当耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死的时候，他付了罪的公价，付了你和我的，我赦免了你和我的罪。
When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he met the requirements of the law and satisfied them.
当耶稣基督死在十字架的时候，他已经就付了这个罪的代价，这是符合律法了。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 24 says, Christ entered into the holy place, not into the holy place made with hands, which is a figure of the true, but into heaven itself. He went into the temple in heaven and paid the price of our sins.
希伯来书九章二十四节他说，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
The cross meets the awful penalty of sin and pays it in full.
十字架满足了律法的要求，付上了罪的代价。
When Jesus Christ went to the cross, he proved he was stronger than death and Satan.
当耶稣基督上十字架的时候，他就证明他比死更强。
The Bible says the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
因为圣经上说，最后一个被消灭的敌人就是死。
Satan brought that on man when he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden.
当撒旦在乐园里面他引诱亚当和夏娃的时候，他就把这个死引入 人间了。
And because of that fall in the garden, all of us suffer under the bondage of sin.
因为亚当夏娃的堕落，这个我们所有的人 都在罪的权势之下。
You don't have to teach children to do wrong. They'd come by it naturally.
你不用告诉孩子究竟怎么做一个坏事，这孩子都知道，天生就会的。
Maybe Chinese children are naturally good, but my children weren't.
也许中国孩子从小都挺乖的，我的孩子不是那样的。
You don't have to teach kids to fight. When they get angry, they do it.
你也不用孩子教孩子怎么打架，他们生气的时候就会打起来的。
You don't have to teach kids to disobey. They do it.
你也不用教孩子说怎么样不服从爸爸妈妈，他们就是不服从的。
My wife made some cookies and told my little boy, "Don't touch those cookies till after supper."
我太太做了一些小甜饼，告诉我儿子说，你现在不要去碰啊，就吃完饭再去吃。
She went out of the room.
然后他就出门了。
He grabbed the cookies.
你看到那儿子立刻就是伸手就抓小甜饼去了。
She came back in and there was chocolate on his hands.
他回来以后，孩子手上还沾着巧克力呢。
There was chocolate on his mouth.
然后嘴巴圈上也有巧克力。
His mouth was full of cookies, so he was talking like that.
嘴里塞得满满的都是饼干，他都说不了话了。
And she said, "Did you eat cookies?"
然后妈妈就问，你吃了那个饼干了吗？
And he said, "No, I didn't eat cookies."
没有，嘴里塞的都满满的，还说没，我没吃。
Nobody taught that boy to lie.
我们可没有教的孩子怎么撒谎呀。
Something in his nature as a fallen human being knew how to do that.
但是一个孩子他的天性里头是有这样的罪性，他知道怎么样撒谎。
We couldn't make ourselves better.
我们没法让我们自己变得更好。
But Jesus Christ came to this world and died on that cross to set you free from sin.
但是耶稣基督死在十字架上就是为了让我们从罪中得自由。
He came to break its power in your life.
他来了就是为了 打破罪的对我们的捆缚。
In Luke chapter 14, chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are bruised."
路加福音第四章第八节， 路加福音四章八节这样说：主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
The message that Jesus gives there is, I've come to set you free from sin.
耶稣基督释放的信息就是，我来是为了让你从罪中得自由。
Charles Wesley, one of the founders of the Methodist Church.
Charles Wesley, 他是Methodist 卫公理会的这个创始人。
Wrote this song.
他写了这样一首诗歌。
He breaks the power of canceled sin.
他打破了罪恶的权势。
He sets the prisoner free.
他让监狱里的人得自由。
His blood can make the foulest clean.
他的血可以洗净最肮脏的人。
His blood availed for me.
他的血对我有益。
And so it's not surprising this morning that I would come to the end of this message and say the cross opens to us the way to glorious things.
所以我想说的是，十字架打开了我们走向荣耀的一条路。
Something so negative, something so much associated with sin and death.
十字架原本是这样一个负面的东西，它是跟血腥、跟暴力有关的。
Becomes to us the symbol of our deliverance from death.
但是对我们来说，它却成为我们得救的一个记号。
It becomes our hope, the symbol of the hope of our salvation.
它成为我们救恩的、我们的希望的一个记号。
Jesus Christ died on that cross that I might live forever.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，所以我就能够得到永生。
The cross opens the door to forgiveness and mercy and grace and hope.
耶稣基督的十字架也打开了通向恩典、通向饶恕、通向平安的一条路。
The cross opens the door to everything that heaven has to offer.
这个十字架打开了天堂的门，天堂所给我们可以给我们的一切，我们都可以拿到了。
Some people look at Christianity and say, "Oh, your religion is about blood and gore and suffering."
有的人看我们的信仰，说你们的信仰是跟这个罪、跟血、跟罪恶、跟这个暴力有关的。
But I need to tell you this morning, Christianity is not about terrible things. Christianity is about love and hope and forgiveness.
但是我想告诉你的是，耶稣基督的这个十字架绝对不是跟这些罪恶、跟暴力、跟血腥有关，而是跟爱、跟救赎、跟我们的和平有关的。
Christianity is about taking people who are lost and bringing them back to God.
基督教的信仰是关于把一些失丧的人带回来，回到神的身边。
Christianity is about taking lives that have been broken by sin and putting them back together and healing and restoring those people.
我们的信仰是关于把一些被罪恶压制的最后完全是破碎的人能够带到神的身边，让他能够完全得到医治。
The wonderful message of the cross is Jesus Christ came seeking lost people.
十字架的一个宝贵信息就是耶稣基督来是为了拯救失丧的人。
He doesn't say, I'm up here high and holy. You somehow find your way to me.
他没有说、哦、我高高在上，你就自己找你的办法来得到我身边来。
He says, you're lost and hopeless, so I'll come to you.
他说的是你已经失丧了，你无路可走，我要来就拯救你，我要来帮你。
You can't deliver yourself, so I'll come deliver you.
你没有办法自救，所以我要来救你。
You can't conquer sin, so I'll come conquer sin.
你无法制服罪，那么我就要来制服罪。
I'll come be the sacrifice.For your sin.
我要成为我们罪的牺牲。
So you can have hope and forgiveness and peace and joy.
这样你就有盼望，有平安，在你的生命中有喜乐。
One songwriter put it like this. He said, "I'll glory in Calvary's cross."
有一个一首赞美诗是这样写的：我要在加略山的十字架上得荣耀。
Without it, I'd be most certainly lost.
没有这个加略山的十字架，我一定会失丧，会迷路。
No wonder we put crosses on the front of our pulpit desk.
所以我们把十字架放在教堂的前面，一点都不奇怪。
No wonder we hang it on the front of the church.
而且我们把十字架挂在我们高高的挂在教堂前面。
No wonder we put it on the top of the steeple.
我们把十字架放在教堂的尖顶上。
Jesus Christ transformed the cross.
耶稣基督已经把十字架完完全全的改造了。
Nobody looks at a cross today and thinks, "Ooh, Roman death symbol."
在今天，没有人看着十字架说，哦，这是罗马人钉死人的一个刑具。
When people look at a cross today, they said, "Oh, there's a Christian church."
但是人们看到十字架，他们会说，哦，那是一个基督教的教堂。
Christ has actually glorified and beautified the cross.
是耶稣基督让十字架变得这么美，变得这么神圣。
No wonder the Apostle Paul said, I'm going to preach the cross.
所以保罗说，我要宣传宣讲的信息就是十字架。
The Jews are looking for signs and wonders.
犹太人在寻找的是神迹。
The Greeks are seeking wisdom and knowledge.
希腊人寻找的是知识和智慧。
None of those things are going to save anybody.
但是那些东西不能够拯救任何人。
But in the cross of Jesus Christ, everybody can be saved.
但是在耶稣基督的十字架上，每个人都能被救赎。
No one is left out.
没有人是沦落失丧的。
There's room for all in the cross of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的十字架上有足够的位置容纳每一个人。
In this Easter season,
在这个复活节即将到来的时候,
we may let little children decorate Easter eggs and hide them and look for them.
我们可能会让小孩子到处去找复活节的蛋，再把它装饰的漂漂亮亮的。
We may get a card with a cute little bunny rabbit on it.
我们也可能会给孩子买一个小车车，上面有一个小兔子坐着，就是Easter Bunny。
Some people buy their children little baby chickens that have been dyed different colors.
然后有的人也给小孩子买一些小鸡蛋，都是染成不同的颜色。
We did that one time and we found out little chickens make big messes.
我在家里也曾经给我们孩子买过那个小绒鸡，我后来发现这么可爱的小鸡，实际上拉屎到处脏脏臭臭的，可以弄得很乱。
But I want to say to you this morning that as a Christian, it's more than eggs and bunnies and chickens.
我想告诉大家的是，对于一个基督徒来说，复活节并不只是复活节彩蛋，或者是小兔子，或者是鸡蛋。
Easter is at the core of the wonderful message we have for this world.
复活节的所 宣讲的是一个信息，我对我们这今天的世界非常非常重要的一个信息。
When you go to where you live, you have a message for the people around you.
你回到自己的工作的地方，生活的地方，你对你周围的人应该有这样一个信息。
When you go to work or when you go to school, you have a message for the people around you.
你到你的学校或者你的工作单位，你跟周围的人应该有这样的一个信息。
That message is, look to the cross. Jesus Christ became sin for us that we might be victors over sin.
你这个信息就是耶稣基督死在十字架上，他这样我们就可以克服制服罪，我们成为自由人。I
rejoice this morning to come to this church and see it so well filled with many people.
我今天真的很高兴来到教会，看到有这么多的人坐在教会里。That
means somebody's been telling others about the message of the cross.
这意味着有的人走出去告诉别的人关于十字架的信息。And
in this Easter season, I would just challenge you, don't be ashamed of the cross.
在这个复活节的季节里，我想要挑战大家的是，不要为自己的信仰感到羞愧。It's
not a symbol of death; it's a symbol of life.
不要为十字架感到羞愧，十字架不是死亡的记号，它是永生的记号。It's
not a symbol of dark despair; it's a symbol of hope.
它是盼望的记号。Because
he died on that cross, we can live forever.
因为他，耶稣基督死在十字架上，我们才有永生。
Because he became sin for us, we can be free from sin.
因为他承担了我们的罪孽，那么我们就可以从罪中得自由。
I love Easter.
我真的是很喜欢复活节。
I love to talk about the Christ who died and rose again from the grave.
我很喜欢跟大家分享这样的信息，耶稣基督死在十字架上又复活，救了我们。
I love to sing the Easter songs.
我也真是很喜欢唱复活节的一些诗歌。
In my heart, there's a great sense of appreciation this morning, even as I preach to you. There's a great sense of appreciation this morning to God that he came and paid the price for my sins so I could be a Christian.
今天早上来到这个教会，我的心里对神有深深的感激。我一直是有这样的感激之心，因为耶稣基督死在十字架上，付上了罪的代价，所以我就不必付代价，我可以有永生。
I wish I could speak in Chinese today.
我真是希望我今天能用中文跟大家讲的。
I wish I could tell you in your own language how wonderful the message is.
我能用你们的语言告诉你们这个神是多么伟大的一位神。
But in spite of the fact that I can't say it in your language, I believe with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit can take what I've been trying to preach to you today and speak it to your heart and say the cross is the glorious message of hope.
我深深相信，尽管我不能说你们的方言，但是神。 已经是让他的这个神的灵已经在你们心中把这个信息显明了，神真的是他的十字架有多么的大，有大能。I
hope we have a new appreciation for the cross this Easter.
我真是希望在这个复活节，我们看到十字架会有一个重新的一个不同的认识，能够更加的赞美，更加的感谢神为我们做的一切。
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today.
感谢大家让我跟你们分享信息，谢谢。 谢谢。